The U.S. Report.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. This is serious stuff. The special counsel, Robert Mueller, has impaneled a grand jury to look at this Russian election issue. Harley.
It's big stuff, although we don't know exactly where it will go, of course, because they're not talking about it. But, of course, Robert Mueller is a former head of the FBI. He was impaneled to do this, given this job, because, he's seen as very impartial, although that's in some dispute. Nonetheless, this grand jury means that they could bring charges against someone related to this.
Would he have impaneled a jury if he didn't have evidence that would enable him to believe it ought to be considered with a view to prosecution?
That's certainly true. Also,
right.
Grand juries do allow him to subpoena documents, to get testimony on the record, that sort of thing. So, grand juries come in a number of different flavors, but I think in this case it's going to be a pretty exotic flavor no matter what happens.
Al Gore, I tell you what, a hypocrite. That's a capital H, isn't it, for hypocrite?
It is. I mean, it is for sure, because Al Gore, he's back in the theaters. He's talking about climate change. He's pushing his new book, which is an inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power, that sort of thing. He's, of course, pushing the global warming idea. But then some reporters discovered that his vast home uses somewhere between, depending on the time of year, 24 to 35 times as much energy as the average home does in this country. In other words, it would take me 35 years to use as much energy as his home will use this year.
What a joke. What a joke.
He has four homes.
Oh, has he? Oh, good on him. Good on him. A non-event he is. And just a quick one on ivory.
Well, this was just to make a point. Ivory, a lot of it, trinkets, jewelry, statues, some of them were several feet tall, very valuable. This is very big stuff. Tiffany and Company helped do this. They called it Ivory Crush, right in the middle of New York City, Times Square, or Central Park, actually. And they crushed it, about 2 tons of very valuable ivory, the idea being we would rather see it destroyed than see the elephants killed to get it.
Oh, well, it's a way of making a point, I guess, Harley. We go and pick up the debris and put it together again. All right, Harley, you have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.